This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 14. Faith, confessing to each other. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Speak truthfully to your neighbor, says Paul in our text for today. Does that mean we say nothing but the truth? The whole truth? Does that include what Jesus' brother James tells us to do? Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. A young friend reflected with me about a sermon he had heard. He said, a lot of what the pastor talked about is the need to be vulnerable, because in doing so, we can often find healing and growth. Then he added, I've never been one to put on pretenses, and I tend to be open about my faults with others. Then he said, but my Christian friends don't seem to like it when I admit faults to them. I'm not sure why this is, and I wish they understood my motive in doing so. I think that we need not only to be vulnerable as believers, but also to allow others to be open with us about their faults. I think there are a lot of people who don't understand the value in this. I think Paul and James agree with my young friend. If we put off falsehood and spoke truthfully, we would shed pretenses and confess to each other, wouldn't we? Real communion of saints is possible if we are Christ-like, loving, caring, gracious, forgiving. We say, confession is good for the soul. It is, and it is good for the body too, Christ's body, the church. Pray with me. Jesus, we pray for the healing that comes from truthful confession. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.